Hey, podcast listeners, today's podcast is about how to ask your professional network for help. It's not the most fun thing, but it is absolutely essential to bringing our work to life. Whether we are launching a new feature, starting a new consulting offering, writing a book, creating a course, we need people to know about it. And in order to spread the word, we have to ask people in our world to help us get the word out. So it's not the easiest thing, but it is essential. And of course, it is a little bit timely for me. I'm thinking a lot about it because Exit Strategy is about to be born on Amazon, and I am in the position of asking everyone I know and love for reviews. So here's a little bit of the process around how to do that well, how to do it thoughtfully, and how to position your mindset behind making these professional requests without getting too shy, getting too egotistical, just how to have a balanced mindset around it, and then how to actually do it well. That's the topic for today. I hope it serves you. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Welcome to the Zen Founder Podcast. This is a place where we have conversations about mental health and entrepreneurship. We have a pretty broad conceptualization of what mental health means, sometimes depression, anxiety, sometimes relationships or physical health. The goal here is to bring some calm into the crazy roller coaster of ups and downs that is life for many entrepreneurs. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Sherry Walling. I'm a clinical psychologist and an entrepreneur, married to an entrepreneur, live in the world of entrepreneurs, and I'm so pleased that you have joined us for this conversation. Hey there, my name is Dr. Sherry Walling, and I am a clinical psychologist who specializes in entrepreneur mental health and well-being. I help folks in lots of ways, but it's really everything that's focused on how to build a business in a way that is sustainable for your mind, for your soul, for your relationships, for your hobbies, how to be a whole and well person while also running a business. So I am fortunate to work with some extraordinarily creative, high-performing, amazing people who are quite literally building the world around us. And it is my pleasure to come alongside them and be helpful in lots of parts of their lives. The topic that I want to talk about today is this question of asking for help. And this is not necessarily raising a hand and saying, like, something's wrong, I'm not well, but asking for help professionally. How do we ask our network, our friends, our family, the people in our company, the people in our community to help us when we are in the midst of launching something new, releasing a new product, writing a book, leveling up our speaking engagements, whatever it is that we are after at a particular phase of our business? Almost invariably, we need the support, the lift, the advocacy, the encouragement, the connections available to us by the people around us in order to be successful. So this topic is very near and dear to my heart right now because I am about to release this new book, Exit Strategy. We did a Kickstarter for this campaign. This is a collaboration with my husband, Rob. But the book will go live on Amazon in about a week. And that means that I am in the process of asking everyone I know to buy the book, to review the book. Of course, Amazon algorithms run heavily on reviews. So I'm making a lot of requests. I've also already, just in the process of creating the book, asked a bunch of people for interviews, asked people for introductions, asked people for early endorsements of the book. So there are lots and lots of requests that go into just releasing one book. And the same can be true of a software product or a new consulting offering, a new physical product that you might be creating in your business. It doesn't happen if we don't have the heft of the crowd behind us. And I think it's important to speak about because I think this is an area where entrepreneurs can really sabotage the well-being of the things that they're making by getting in their own psychological way. Nobody likes to ask for help, let's be honest. And I think entrepreneurs in particular are people who have built their success or sometimes their survival around their ability to do things their way, the ability to step away from the kind of functioning of the mean of the crowd and found different, innovative, outside of the box, disruptive ways to make something or run something or see something. That's kind of the premise of entrepreneurship, to make a thing that hasn't been there before and to see and do differently. So it can feel very jarring and kind of antithetical to an entrepreneur who's, again, built their success on going their own way, to now find themselves in the place where their success now depends on the engagement of others, the support of others, the help of other people. Self-reliance can be resilience up to a point, but of course, none of us are able to bring our ideas completely to life without the support of others. My friend Jason Gaynard, who runs Mastermind Talks, talks about really every business, every project, every book, every podcast, everything of substance is community made. It is an interdependent project because it's our community that are our customers, that are our reviewers, that are our critics, that are the people who help us to refine our work in such a way that it becomes truly excellent. Most excellence doesn't happen in the void of our own minds. Even if we're tinkering in the basement and making cool things, it's other people that help us with the refinement of our work so that it really is the best offering for the most amount of people. That's what gives us the most amount of revenue and the most amount of reach and impact. So what's this problem? What's this hang up with asking for help? One thing is I think a lot of entrepreneurs just assume they don't need it. They rely on their marketing skills or the tools and tactics that they have used up to this point and forget to sort of stop and look around and see the availability of resources around them. So one problem in asking for help is just like not thinking about it, like not recognizing that more help might make things easier. That's a problem. We'll talk about what to do about that. A second reason that people don't ask for help is that I think that we often assume that the people in our world, our friends, our family, our colleagues, the people in our network, that they know we need help and that they know how to help us. We do a little bit of magical thinking and assumption that, you know, of course, when we launch a book, we need reviews. Now, that is a very, very known fact to an author, but I don't know that people who aren't authors know that that's absolutely essential to the Amazon algorithms. So again, we don't ask for help because we do a little magical thinking and assume that other people know that we need help and know how to help us. Another reason that people don't ask for help is that they kind of over-identify with the project and they get a little in their minds or they get a little glitchy in their thought patterns and get a little shy. Like they don't want to impose on others. They don't want to put themselves forward too much. They don't want to burden other people. They suddenly get shy and kind of stop advocating for the well-being of the work, but put themselves too deeply in the story and get uncomfortable with what it feels like to ask for a personal favor. So all of these are problematic, right? When we tell ourselves we don't need help, when we assume that people know how to help us, or when we intertwine ourselves so deeply with the work that we get a little shy or egotistical in the request. So what do we do about this? First of all, I hope you hear me say, and in your own reflections on your own projects, your own work, the things that you're making in your business, you recognize the core need for help. So let's talk about how to have a healthy relationship, healthy process around asking for help. Number one, remember that you need it. That every project that you're involved with is going to be better when it has another set of eyes on it, when it has the social media support of other people, when it has the endorsement and excitement of your friends and your family. So remember that the collective lift makes the thriving of any particular project much easier when you don't have to be the one who is the only advocate. You want to make other advocates for your work, for your books, for your new features. Have your raving fans do the work for you. Not because you're lazy, but because it's just the way that you honor the things that you make. And that's a point that I really want to drive home, is I think in this conversation about asking for help, people do put themselves in the center of the story, right? They get a little shy, or they don't want to burden other people. And again, it makes it about them when these requests are not about you. They are about your work, and you are a steward of your work, whether it's a book or a new kind of salsa. Like, you are the person who is bringing this thing to life. And so when you make these requests for help, it is not for you. It is for the work that you steward. And so don't get in the way of the thriving of your work. Let yourself be kind of the conduit. Let yourself be somebody who is willing to advocate for and fight for and be in support of the thriving of this work. So when you make your requests, whether it, you know, let's take a book as an example, since I'm thinking about it so much these days, I believe that this book is helpful. I believe that Rob and I have written things that will make the life of an exiting entrepreneur simpler, that it will help them stay in better touch with their family, that it will help them feel more mentally sane, like sort of stay in equanimity. I believe it's a good book. And so that becomes the reason for asking, for making any requests, which is, will you help me get this good work out into the world? Will you support me as I steward this work forward? It is about the work. It is not about you. Another reason, or another place where I find myself asking for help a lot, is every May I create an original circus show. And it's part of my process around honoring and grieving my brother who died by suicide in 2019. We make a show about mental health. I do this alongside my coach, a wonderful woman named Lynn, who also has an experience of having lost her brother to suicide. So this is a project very near and dear to my heart, very personal. And the show is a huge lift. It's like 20 acrobats. We rent out a theater. It happens over a couple of days and hundreds of people attend. It's a really big deal to me. And I had to ask for a lot of help. We ask other business owners to sponsor the show. We need financial support. We need support of goods. I've got a friend who has a winery who's donating and bringing a bunch of wine to do a wine tasting at the VIP hour. So there's lots and lots of requests. And one of the ways that I think about it is that this project creates an amazing opportunity for artists to showcase their skills and abilities. And I make the show largely, you know, for me and for Lynn and for the community, but also to create this beautiful space for the circus artists in my world to craft something that's really unique and really thoughtful and really deep. And so when I'm asking for help, I'm asking for help on behalf of my whole team, of all of the artists that are part of that. And I think as business owners, when we are asking our network to support our projects, we are asking on behalf of everyone in our team. We want the product to thrive. We want the team to thrive. We want us to thrive, and we need help with that. And so, again, this idea of like, get yourself out of the story. It's not about you. It's about your work. It's about your team. Let yourself be this conduit, a supporter of the work, and don't get in your own mind about like inconveniencing people. Another thing that is really important to think about when asking for help is to make it really, really easy for your folks to say yes. Ask them for very specific, actionable things. Will you leave an Amazon review? Those kind of very specific asks. And you can even go so far as to say, hey, here's some suggested language for such a review. Feel free to edit and adjust as you wish. Make it easy. Remove any barriers. Don't assume that people know what help you need. So be very clear and specific. I need introductions to this kind of person. I need this kind of review on this new copy that I've written or on this new feature that we're about to release. Let people know exactly what they can do to help support the work, and remove as many barriers as possible so that other people with their very, very busy lives, you know, feel like it's streamlined and fluid. And then finally, like, be audacious with your gratitude. Like, thank people big, thank them publicly. When people have contributed to the beauty or the thriving of a piece of work, like, really sing their praises. I think it feels really good to be helpful. Like, it feels good to me when I have the opportunity to be helpful to another author or another creator. So we want to really share that around. Respond with a lot of really genuine gratitude. And it just reinforces the behavior for all of us. In a world where there is a lot of noise, a lot of competing voices, a lot of what can feel like kind of an endless amount of talking heads, when you have work that you are making that you really stand behind, that feels important to have out in the world, be in support of that work and let everyone know that you are in support of that work, that you have spent the time, done the creative process to try to bring something meaningful, helpful, creative, beautiful, whatever it is, that you've done the work to bring that to life. Do not hide it. And do not get in your own head about asking for support. We all live a little bit better when great work is brought forward. And I think the last thing would be to remember to also pay it forward and be in support of other people when they are releasing their product or they are launching their new feature. Whatever it is, be the first one in the cheering section. You know, be the first one to write a review, the first one to buy a ticket. And that, I think, just sets up an ethos of helping each other within our entrepreneurial communities, within our friendship groups, within our families, so that we all know that we have the availability of the people that we love and that we are also signing up to be a huge fan of the work that other people do. So don't hold back in your requests for help. In the spirit of that, I won't hold back in my request for help that if you are able to buy a copy of Exit Strategy, it is available in audio and Kindle formats as well as the paperback version. It would be awesome if you would purchase that on Amazon and leave a review. The written reviews where people are talking about the benefits of reading the book, those are just super, super important to the algorithm of Amazon. So the more reviews, the better, the more that Amazon will then put the book in front of other readers. And as I mentioned, I think it is a really, really useful book in helping people go through what can be a very challenging transition with a little more grace and ease. And it's also a helpful book for people to read really at any level of their entrepreneurial journey. Often if we begin our businesses with the mindset of exiting them, we're going to set them up differently and we're going to establish our relationship with our business in a healthier way. So even if you're not like in the phase of exiting, or maybe you don't even own a business, but you just have projects that matter to you in the world, having a relationship with the ending of those projects is really psychologically healthy. That's, of course, why we wrote the book. So no matter who you are, if you are hearing this, please help us out. Help this book get out into the world. See, I didn't. That wasn't so bad. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll be back in your earbuds in a couple of weeks offering more strategies and tactics for showing up amazingly in your entrepreneurial journey without burning out your mind, body, or soul, or your relationships. Take good care. Thanks for listening. We'll be back in 2 weeks with a new episode of the podcast. In the meantime, feel free to check out zenfounder.com. for lots of resources about the kinds of conversations that we have on the podcast. You can get information about working with me, about maybe joining a Zen tribe. It's sort of like a mental health boot camp for entrepreneurs. We also have lots of content on our blog, links to resources in our courses and books for sale. So check us out there, and we hope to provide anything and everything that you might need to make the entrepreneurial life a little bit easier.